Hi there. Welcome to our brand new Monday series, The Food and Memory Connection. We're kicking off this long-running feature by diving into the heart of our emotional history, the kitchen. Food does more than just nourish us, it's a powerful emotional tool. For many of us, the simplest memory, the smell of grandmother's molasses cookies or the taste of the first wild strawberry, is the most potent. This series will explore the comfort food of our past, the nostalgia of shared meals, and the crucial role food plays in keeping our minds sharp and resilient. The emotional power of the 5 o'clock supper. Why do we remember the details of an old recipe or a meal from decades ago so clearly? Scientists call it the Proustian memory effect, where a smell or taste instantly triggers a detailed, vivid memory. These memories are often linked to comfort, family, and security. Sense of place. A specific dish can instantly transport you back to a specific table, holiday, or home. When you cook that dish, you are not just making food, you are recreating an experience and sharing a connection with the person who taught you. The comfort of routine. For many of us, meals were one of the most reliable routines of childhood. Recreating that food now provides a deep, stabilizing sense of comfort and security during life changes. The most important recipe to save is yours as time moves on. The most valuable things we have are often not in the bank, but in the brittle, handwritten index cards tucked into a kitchen drawer. If you have an old family recipe, now is the time to preserve it digitally. Digitize it. Do not rely on paper alone. Take a clear photo of the original recipe card with your phone, or use a simple scanning app, like Google's Photo Scan or your phone's Notes app. Transcribe it. Type the recipe into a simple Word document or email. This makes it searchable and shareable. Make sure you add any special notes, like, add a splash of milk if dough is too dry, or, Grandpa always used butter, not shortening. These details are the family history. Share the story. Next to the recipe, write down the memory associated with it. Who made it? What holiday was it served on? What was their kitchen like? This is the piece your children and grandchildren will cherish the most.
Your shared wisdom. The recipe that defines your past. What is the one dish that instantly transports you back to your childhood? Is it a comfort food, a holiday staple, or maybe a recipe you've perfected yourself? Tell us the dish and one quick memory about it in the comments below. Keep the conversation going. We'll continue our series next Monday, where we'll dive into the social table and talk about how cooking and sharing food can be your greatest tool against isolation and your favorite new social hobby. Please remember, we are not medical or social service professionals. The information above is for educational purposes only. It does not constitute specific medical advice. For personalized guidance on any health issues, please consult your doctor. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn, founders of Canadian Senior Moment.